We turn to the Old Testament reading, Ezekiel 18, 30-32. Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, all of you according to your ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, otherwise iniquity will be your ruin. Cast away from all the transgressions that you have committed against me, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, says the Lord God. Turn then and live. From the New Testament, Luke 15, 11-24. Then Jesus said, there was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of the wealth that will belong to me. So he divided his assets between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant region. And there he squandered his wealth in dissolute living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that region, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that region who had sent him to the fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? But here I am, dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands. So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his slaves, quickly bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine, excuse me, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to celebrate. This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be truly acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. A guy was in the supermarket when he noticed an elderly lady following him around. Whenever he stopped, she stopped. And she also kept staring at him. She finally overtook him just before the checkout. And she turned to him and said, I hope I haven't made you feel uncomfortable. It's just that you look so much like my late son. Oh, that's okay, he said. Well, I know it's silly, she continued. But if you would you call out goodbye, Mom, as I leave? It would make me feel ever so happy. So the elderly woman proceeded through the checkout, and as she left the supermarket, the man called out, goodbye, Mother. And the elderly woman waved back and smiled, and pleased that he had brought a little ray of sunshine to someone else's day, the man went to pay for his groceries. That'll be $105.35, said the clerk. How come? Inquired the man. I've only bought a couple of things. Yeah, but your mother said you'd pay for her. Our gospel lesson this morning is one of the most well-known of Jesus' parables, the prodigal son. Now, I think normally when we read this story or we hear this parable, we kind of put ourselves in the position of the wayward son, That's who we identify with, and I believe that that was Jesus' intention when telling this story. And sometimes we might turn things on its side and put ourselves in the position of the older son. But today, I want to turn things really topsy-turvy, and I want to go a step further and place Jesus in place of the prodigal son. Jesus, who humbled himself to death, even on a cross. The prodigal son left the wealth and comfort of his father's home to undertake what would prove to be a perilous journey, a painful journey. So did the Son of God. The difference is that Jesus knew exactly what he was leaving. The wealth and comfort of Father God's home was the joy and majesty of heaven. And he knew exactly how perilous and painful the journey would be, that he would be despised and rejected, and eventually put to an excruciatingly horrific death on a cross. The prodigal son in the parable didn't know what lay ahead of him. He had his inheritance, and he set off to live the high life, realizing too late that there was a downside as well. Jesus was on his way to a bad time willingly. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he would pray in gut-wrenching agony, his sweat falling like giant drops of blood on the ground. And he pleaded, "If it is possible, let this cup pass from me." But Jesus knew it was not possible. He had to walk that road. And the prodigal son eventually came to that realization too. And he said, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your servants." He had forfeited the role of son in his family. It was no longer an option to his way of thinking. Well, Jesus had not. All the way to the Garden of Gethsemane, he remained a faithful and obedient son. "Not my will, but yours be done." Jesus acted in accordance with his Father God's will. The prodigal did not. Those present at Jesus' baptism heard God's voice say, "This is my beloved son." And Jesus knew he would be welcomed when he returned home. But the prodigal wasn't sure what to expect. So during these weeks of Lent, as we walk the road to Jerusalem and the cross, let us think about this. Jesus Christ, the holy, sinless Son of God, joined us in the muck and the filth of our sinfulness to redeem us and to bring us back into a loving relationship with our God. Jesus cleanses our sin and creates in us a new and right spirit. Like the prodigal, realizing he was better off returning to his father's house, even as a servant, Jesus says, "Follow me," and leads us down this Lenten road. The road he walked with us, the road he walked for us, the road he now makes possible for us to dare to walk, because he has gone before us to our God. And we cry out, "We have sinned against heaven and against you. We are no longer worthy to be called children of God." But Jesus replies, "I am worthy." Jesus, mocked and beaten and crowned with thorns. Jesus, condemned and crucified. Jesus leads us down the Lenten road toward home, cleansed and redeemed, refreshed and renewed, faithful and obedient. And God, as the Father in the parable, sees Jesus from afar and runs to meet and greet him. Through him, we are shown exactly what kind of a God we are dealing with, what kind of a God we have, who runs down the road we walk, runs towards us and embraces us, and is extravagant in his welcome and generosity to us. From the cross, Jesus prayed, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And now we watch those loving hands embrace Jesus and us who come with him. "Follow me," he says as he leads us to the banquet that's been prepared. And unlike the prodigal son, we learn what it is like to have an older brother waiting to welcome us, one who even paid for the party. Jesus told the story of the prodigal son to make a simple point. Never mind what you've done. Just come home. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.